Call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please take the roll.
Commissioner Mikleg?
Excused.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Solomon?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order business is the meeting minutes of August 23rd, 2012. Second. Moved and seconded. Mr. Ritter.
Second page, item 3C, the last paragraph. It ends with, on this subject proposal, because the ordinance itself is a one sentence, and it sort of stops there. We could delete the one, but frankly, I would suggest deleting the entire prepositional phrase. It was a very good discussion. A lot of factors were cited. I don't recall the principal reason for the Planning Commission suggesting a response is because the ordinance at one sentence. There were lots of other factors. So I would just strike that whole prepositional phrase.
Move as amended.
Move as second amended. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, public hearings. 5C Investments, LLC, Nicholas. I got my glasses.
I got your glasses.
It's been a rough day. I see Investments, LLC, Nicholas Mazos, and June Mazos. Mr. Deedle?
There are public hearings on this.
Mr. Fuchs, I'd like to read the public notices.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, September 6, 2012 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by 5C Investments, LLC, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District to Plan Development District Number 18 for the property located at 4416 West Oakwood Road. The second public hearing notice. The notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, September 6, 2012 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Nicholas Mazos and June Mazos for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from Plan Development District Number 18 to R2 Estate Single Family Residence District for the property located at 4625 West Oakwood Park Drive.
Thank you. Can we do all of these at once, or do we have to do them separately?
I would think we could do both public hearings at once.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. With any questions from the commission?
Can we get that?
Open the public hearing. Yeah. I will open the public hearing on this issue. Is there anybody that wants to come forward and discuss this issue at the public hearing? Pros, cons, additions, deletions? Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Seeing no one wishes to speak, I will close the public hearing. Commissioners, any questions? Randy?
Just one thing that maybe I'm reading this incorrectly, but the staff report and the top of the second page and the first transfer, the first paragraph talks about a land transfer with Milwaukee County. I couldn't find any Milwaukee County parcels involved in this transfer.
It's just the organization that has to approve it. So the land transfer will be recorded by Milwaukee County.
So it only means it'll be recorded by the county. They're not actually transferring land.
No.
Kevin?
I had a question relative to the proposed site grading plan. Again, I guess we'll get resolved this one. I'm not sure whether the city attorney would be best, but in the southeast corner of the new proposed lot, I guess my first question is, it doesn't appear as if they're putting curb and gutter around the new parking lot, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then there's an inconsistency or an error in the grading plan. There's a new catch basin shown in that area with a rim elevation set at 328, which I think is about 18 inches higher than the adjacent asphalt, and probably doesn't do any good because the grading plan shows the parking lot addition sheet draining to the southeast and running off site. So maybe it's my read out of the small plans, but I think there's probably an error in the rim elevation that wants to be at the adjacent pavement height. And again, the grading plan just shows this thing all sheet draining to the adjacent property, and that's not what we want. So my guess is that the southeast corner of the parking lot needs to be brought up and the rim elevation down, because as it's shown right now, this is all draining directly off site.
And we do have the applicant here if we want to verify that they'll be able to do this.
Yes. And that there's two catch basins in the parking lot. Nothing sheet drains across there. That area is collected in catch basins. I don't know if you've got an incorrect grading plan.
I'm looking at the partial grading plan, southeast proposed parking area.
Yeah.
It clearly shows new contours, sheet draining to the south and east. It shows a rim elevation on a new structure at 738, and that falls right on the 736 contour. I understand your intention, but that's not what I'm seeing.
I apologize for it. Apparently, we've got given you an incorrect grading plan.
When I reviewed this, I got the assumption that everything is draining back into the existing. Is that correct?
Everything goes
to the north.
Collects to the north, but it's collected through two catch basins right down the center of the new parking area and transferred over into the new storm sewer line that we reinstalled last fall.
I'm sure that that's the intention, but I've got two plan sheets that show something to the contrary. So all I'm asking is if that is the intention, that the final plan reflect all that water being directed inward towards the catch basin carrying away, so that none of this goes off-site.
Yes. None of it goes off-site.
That's not what the plan says.
I understand that.
Thank you.
I apologize. No,
that's all right.
Mr. Bennett?
How come no curb and gutter? That's our general criteria for... Isn't all the rest curb and gutter?
No, there is no...
There's no
curb and gutter on any of the other parts of the parking lot. It wasn't requested. Anything else here?
I guess that's not...
Any further questions of the commissioners?
I'd move approval.
Second.
A motion to recommend approval of the ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District to Plan Development District Number 18, Franklin Business Park. So I would so move approval of that.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure we have assurances from the applicant that that grading plan, as shown on the plan sheets, is not the correct one and that you will be making that correction.
Correct.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
I'll read the next motion if somebody could make it.
Certainly.
Did the chairman vote?
Yes. Aye.
A motion to recommend approval of the ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from Plan Development District Number 18, Franklin Business Park, to R2 Estate Single Family Residence District.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
I'll read the next motion. A motion determining the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment.
Moved and seconded, minor amendment proposal. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carries.
A motion to recommend approval of the ordinance to amend section 15-3.0423 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan, Development District Number 18, Franklin Business Park, to allow for a land exchange with an adjoining property owner to accommodate a parking lot expansion for Batista's Bakery, Inc.
So motion. Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those, any further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
A motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax key number 930-0006-000 and 930-9995-003 for the purpose of combining a portion of a residential lot with a portion of a planned development district number 18 Franklin Business Park.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
A motion recommending approval of a resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax key numbers 930-0006-000 and 930-9995-003 for the purpose of combining a portion of a planned development district number 18, Franklin Business Park, and a residential lot into a larger residential lot, period.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carries. That concludes that item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is B, Pleasant View Victory Trail Development Project, immediately south of and east of Pleasant View Elementary School, State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources grant offers for a National Recreation Trails grant in the amount of $45,000 and a stewardship acquisition and development of local parks matching grant in the amount of $51,720. Staff brought this forward. I think they're looking for a motion to continue the preliminary accept the grant pending further discussions and pending dollars available.
If the Plan Commission wishes, it's action on this item by the Plan Commission is not required. However, during a discussion at the Common Council meeting, there may be some concern about spending city funds to cover the matching share. So if the Plan Commission was supportive of the project, they may wish to pass a motion. And this matter was also being provided to the Parks Commission for the same reason. The Common Council wants to find out what that city share will be, where that funding will come from. We believe some, most, maybe all, but we're not sure, can come from impact fees, but we need to verify that. Then we need to let the council know. In the meantime, the DNR does need a letter from the city pretty quickly. Nick finally got a hold of somebody at the DNR. We will have approximately a month or so to send them a letter indicating if the city supports this grant request. Because we've only gotten preliminary approval of the grant. DNR still has to finalize some things to give us final approval, but they would still like a letter from the city in the meantime. So depending on the timing, if we can get information to the council quick enough about where the money's coming from, we could hold off writing a letter. If we can't, we did get permission to write a letter preliminarily approving the grant. But there was some discussion and some concern on the council about where that money was going to come from. So again, if the council, if the planning commission felt strongly enough about this project, they could pass a motion supporting the project, and we'd forward that to the council.
Any questions? Yes.
I'd just like to voice my appreciation on the receipt of this grant to the city staff and the Trails Committee members who worked pretty hard to get both these grants in at a very short window. And I think Nick did yeoman's work on this to get it done, along with Kristen Wilhelm, John Micklig, and Kevin Haley, I think deserve special recognition for their efforts. This has been brought to the Planning Commission, and it was also brought to the Council, I think, at least twice, that we would be going for this grant. Council was fully informed, and the Planning Commission was fully informed that we were going for the grant, and the cost therein that might be having to be paid by the city. As to the source of those funds, that is, I think, where the debate is. But I would recommend that we make a motion to support the spending of city funds in to build, design and build the Pleasant View Trail System, or the whatever we want to title it. I don't know if the staff has a name they want to give this project, Nick? Or?
We've been calling it just the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail.
So I would make a, if I could restate my motion, I would make a motion that we support the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail System funding from the city to match the grants that we received from the National Recreation Trails Grant Program and the State of Wisconsin Stewardship Grant Acquisition and Development of Local Parks Grant Program, awarded in the amount of $96,720. And we need
second.
Any further discussion?
Only to point out what's in the staff memo, that there still is another funding alternative out there, and that we have applied to Safe Routes, Havenburg, and if in fact that funding is there and offered to us, that's 100% funding as opposed to 50-50 on these other grant programs.
I'd also like to point out that the discussion on Tuesday night evolved a little bit from myself, that I indicated that from the bridge to the park, that part of the trail is obviously in the parks plan, and that will be funded with impact fees on that part. But from the park north, I don't believe is in the parks plan, so that's what's questionable right now, and that's what staff is looking at.
Is the bridge?
The bridge is, yes, and I would assume that that's the most expensive part of the trail. So if we do have to borrow capital dollars, it would just have to be funded in the capital budget this next year. So we can, and I don't, once staff looks at what the cost from the park or the future park up to the school is, we'll have to look at those costs as one way or the other. But most of it, including the high cost part, is in the impact fees, because that is in the parks plan. Joel?
In regards to that Safe Routes to School grant, Alderman Wilhelm did look into that. She may have even called someone. It appears that the amount of funding that's available to the program is may not be known at this time. So that's further complicating and slowing down the reviews of those grants and the decision of who can get money.
Yep.
So it's still out there, I believe, but who knows?
Thanks for reminding me that, Joel, because I did also look into it, and the funds are tied up in Congress. I don't believe they can agree on what's up right now. So
they can't agree on anything right now.
But there is funding. I did write a letter several months ago to Congressman Ryan, Vice President candidate Ryan, hoping that he could move things along, but I didn't hear back from him.
Joel,
maybe he did.
In regard to the steward or the impact fees, we do have Rukert Milkey doing an update to our study on impact fees. So that's part of what staff is going to look into, to touch base with Rukert Milkey to find out, has anything changed first of all, and how we can spend these monies. And then maybe they did some of that, those kinds of analyses already. So before we make a guess of what there might be out there for an impact fee that we can use, we'll touch base with Rooker and Wilkie. So we'll get it verified before we pass it forward.
That's what the council asked for, and it's going to be forthcoming soon. So hopefully we can.
Is it possible, would it be useful to amend the outdoor recreation plan to add that additional trail segment to it?
We can't get anything amended. We can't even get the existing parks plan out of Rooker and Wilkie, much less the amended plan. We've been waiting for 6 months. Dave?
I don't know if I need to change the motion that I made, but we are aware that this is the first two grants, or the one grant that was split into the stewardship funds and then the National Recreation Trails grant. So that funding had the match. We are well aware that we might get additional funds that have no match. But I think it's a good day for the city of Franklin that we got this trails funding. I think it shows some of the hard work on the master trails plan and other things. I'm very pleased that we were able to get this. As I said,
it is a plus for the city. There's no doubt about that.
I know when the boss came back in, that Nick did yeoman's work on these two grants and did an excellent job. Actually, on the Save Rosses. So I appreciate his hard work on it.
Anything further on the item number B?
Call the question.
Question's been called. Is there a second calling the question? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Appears to the chair, there's a two-thirds vote on the main question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Oh, is there a second? There was a second.
Yeah.
Anyone opposed? No. Six. Four.
Aye.
Five ayes. No noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Kind of been a rough day. You have no idea. Motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
One other item.
It'll take 2 seconds.
We should table item C.
We don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
We're still waiting for a quorum, right?
Right. We just appointed almost all of the remaining members, if not all, right? Mm-hmm. Except there's a couple. Yeah. Yeah, everybody. Everybody that wanted to participate or was of value. Okay, how about now? Thanks. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I say that motion carries. It seems like I was...